It is 7:41, 19 away from 8 here, Tuesday morning mornings with Patty and Darcy. Everything running smooth. No late buses. Cold as heck here this morning, folks. We're off to a chilly start today. Minus 17 wind chill factor in. Feels more like 23. And we have a studio full here, Darcy, this morning.
Yes, we do. It's a little crowded.
We are joined some students from Max Aiken Academy coming up this Thursday from noon to 5. And by the way, folks listening in, it is open to the public. It is the Young Entrepreneurs Holiday Market. Laura Perry from Max Aiken Academy. Four students, Bridget Perry, Kyle McIntosh, Craig Doyle, and Madison Vickers have all joined us here this morning. Laura, we'll start with you. Give us a little background here on the Young Entrepreneurs Holiday Market.
So we have a group of 53 grade 6 students at Max Aiken Academy who've been focusing on project-based learning all year. And for this particular project, we have developed some young entrepreneurs, and I have a couple of students here who will give us a little bit of background about what they have been doing in order to lead up to this big market on Thursday.
All right, Laura, thank you. And we're going to start with Bridget. Bridget, you go ahead.
So we started this project in mid-October, and we did market research, we secured a loan, we made product, we did a prototype, and showed it to our class.
All right, Bridget, and while we have you, before we bring on Madison here, tell us about your particular project, your own personal one.
So I'm making ornaments made out of cork, and my uncle works at a restaurant, and he gave me the cork.
Got it from the wine bottles.
She's got a cork guy.
and they'll be for sale on Thursday. What's the retail price here, Bridget, while we have you?
So my price is $2 for the snowman and $3 for the Christmas tree.
All right, lovely. Well, best of luck to you. Madison, you slide in there, and you fill in some blanks here for us, and don't be shy. Come close to that microphone. There we go.
So we had some guest speakers come up to our school. We had Alex Leslie, someone from MBCC, and Cracklin Teal.
Okay.
And the lady from Cracklin Teal told us a lot about her business and how she got to, like, start it with her sister.
Now, I realize we're on the radio here and folks can't see, but this is yours right here.
Yeah.
All right, so tell the folks what you have, Madison.
I have, like, homemade decor with a plank of wood that we had, like, from us building a deck, like, from our house. And I just took some paint and decorated them.
So this is all by your hand here?
Yeah.
Beautiful stuff.
Great job.
And the price on this, Madison?
Is $5.
Yes, ma'am. All right, perfect. All right, Craig Doyle, we'll get Craig in here. Craig, you fill the folks in here on your particular item. Is that in your hand?
Yes.
All right, perfect. Tell the folks all about it.
Okay, so I'm making adjustable hockey lace bracelets. So I went to the store and I bought like 5 boxes of laces, all in different colors.
Like regular laces?
Yes.
Okay.
And I took a 10-inch strip and 2 3-inch strips for each bracelet.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to light them together. And it makes the bracelet with the adjustable straps.
All right, perfect. And the price of that on Thursday?
It is $2.
All right, perfect. And our final is Kyle McIntosh. Kyle, you slide in here. Don't be shy. And tell the folks all about your project.
I'm making decorative Christmas trees. And they're handmade and they're multi-purpose. You could use them as a gift tag, a Christmas ornament, or a bookmark.
All right, and the price on that, Kyle, come Thursday?
$2 or 3 for $5.
All right, there.
Very affordable.
Darcy, you like a deal?
Yeah, I do like a deal.
All right, so that'll be on Thursday from noon till 5. All the students here have their items here, so we'll take a few photos, folks, and fill the blanks in. And Laura, we'll finish with you right where we started for some final housekeeping items, and you can invite the folks in.
Yes, so the market is Thursday, noon until 5. It's open to the public. It's free admission. Donating 10% of their total profits to the SPCA.
Wow.
In Yamashite.
Nice. Yeah, that's awesome. Good stuff. All right, noon to 5, main door?
Yeah, you can come in the main door, and I'm sure there will be a lot of traffic, but we will manage it.
All right, Laura Perry, Bridget Perry, Kyle McIntosh, Craig Doyle, Madison Vickers, and folks, you'll notice we have our Max and Millie calendar here. We're all ready to go here for 2019. It's 15 away from 8.
95.9 Sun FM.